USA News. I'm John Schaefer. New rules for airline accountability have been outlined by President Biden after thousands were stranded during the holidays due to flight cancellations and delays that were not weather-related.
Many missed family gatherings, spent Christmas at an airport, waited countless hours in line or on the phone because there weren't enough pilots, there weren't enough personnel.
Under the new proposals, airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation for controllable flight cancellations or significant delays. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says her state is ready for the end of the COVID-era migration restriction program, Title 42, on Thursday.
Arizona communities will once again be responsible for managing the influx of migrants entering our southern border. The state of Arizona stands ready to assist our border communities and NGOs in any way that we can.
Even so, Hobbs does not believe the federal government is ready for the expected influx of migrants. The Republican-backed Secure the Border Act, which was introduced last week, is receiving a veto threat from President Biden. That bill is aimed at cracking down on the flow of migrants over the U.S.-Mexico border. According to the administration, the bill would cut off access to humanitarian protections for migrants. Authorities in Texas have identified the gunman from Saturday's mass shooting as a 33-year-old Hispanic male.
According to two senior law enforcement officers, Mauricio Garcia was armed with a rifle and a handgun and was wearing a tactical vest. He reportedly lived with his parents in northeast Dallas, but was also staying at an extended stay motel in Dallas. His neighbors say he always wore a security guard uniform, but hadn't been seen in the area in recent weeks. Eight people were killed and seven others wounded in the weekend shooting at Allen Premium Outlets about 25 to 30 miles north of Dallas. I'm Skip Kelly.
And tomorrow's the day President Biden will meet with top congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't want his state doing business with China. Today he signed a number of bills targeting that country.
Florida makes it very clear we don't want the CCP in the Sunshine State. We want to maintain this as the free state of Florida, and that's exactly what these bills are.
One of the bills will prohibit China from buying land in Florida. Another bans Chinese-owned TikTok on state-owned devices and networks. The National Association of Government Employees is suing the Biden administration over a law that sets the nation's debt limit. The union says the law is unconstitutional because it gives the president and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen authority to decide which payments to prioritize if the U.S. hits its debt limit. They claim that violates the separation of powers by taking over Congress's spending authority. The union wants to make sure workers aren't furloughed. A Texas state senator believes this weekend's fatal shooting at a Dallas area outlet mall was racially motivated.
The people that died were Koreans, were Hispanics, were Indian Americans.
Democrat Roland Gutierrez claims the shooting that left eight dead was linked to white supremacy, even though the gunman has been identified as a 33-year-old Hispanic male. Activist and actress Susan Sarandon is one of many people who were arrested at the New York State Capitol today. Sarandon joined a group calling on New York State lawmakers to ensure restaurant workers get paid minimum wage before their tips. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.